Day number one.
So here we are in Brazil, and we'll head off into the jungle in just a few minutes. But I thought I'd give you a little update on what's happening here first. It seems like my inflatable girlfriend also needed a passport. And of course I didn't bring her one. I mean, she's a inflatable rubber doll. But she's on the plane back to Sweden right as we speak. They didn't let her through customs. Anyway, we will now head into the jungle and see what we can find. Rumors has it that the Demoscene spirit is hiding in a cave called Mbuku de Kaka by the natives. It's supposed to mean a dark cave with lots of snakes in. Well, it seems very Indiana Jones-like, so we'll go there for sure and check it out. We'll now take our things and leave, shall we? I have my guide with me here, so we'll just pick our stuff up and be on our way. Catch you later.
Day number two.
So we started our expedition yesterday, and today we found a fucking nice bar here in the middle of nowhere, so we thought we'd go for a bit of pubbing. I am a bit pissed off. I'm a bit pissed right now. And some bloody thief stole my bag with all my clean underwear. So, no worry really. I'll just do it Latino style and wear no underwear for the rest of the expedition. I'll be heading off to bed here now. And I'll talk more later to you guys in the morning. Cheers!
Day number three.
I do not feel good today. I will be lying in my tent for most of the day. And I might just, I think I will leave my tent now and throw up. And then go back inside and lie down for the rest of the day.
Day number four.
So we're back in the jungle again. And I managed to fall down a pretty deep hole a while back. It took me roughly an hour to get out of it. It's rather embarrassing, really. My guide told me that the hole was for catching polar bears. But I think I misunderstood him a bit, because we're in the tropics, aren't we? Anyway, we'll be moving out in about 5 minutes, and I think I need to take a shit, so I think I'll go do that, and I'll report back to you in a few hours. Cheers!
6 hours later.
So we're now pretty close to the cave, and we did catch a glimpse of the Demoscene spirit, but we can't be really sure if it was the Demoscene spirit. I think I saw it run between the trees and then jump into the river that we are now crossing. We're crossing the river on a raft made of old keyboards. We found them lying around in the jungle, and this should indicate that the Demoscene spirit lives nearby. As I said, I think I saw it jump into the water, but I can't be sure, and we think that it morphed into a blue plasma effect when it hit the water. So it's hard to spot at the moment. I've been looking around a bit, but I can't see it. When we've crossed the river, we'll go for about 2 kilometers more, and my guide says that the cave should be there. So we think we'll camp on the other side of the river and head off early tomorrow morning and try to catch the Demoscene spirit.
Day number five. Early morning.
So we're now very, very close to the entrance of the cave where the Demoscene spirit should be hiding out. Yesterday I had to kill an alligator with a Logitech keyboard when we crossed the river. Good quality, those Logitech keyboards. I really recommend you bring them when you go to the jungle. Anyway, so now we're at the entrance of the cave
What the f... There's a note at the entrance of the cave. It says, "Hi, Mackay." He knows my name. Oh, my... "Hi, Mackay. Heard you were coming. You smelly bastard."
You smelly... So I fled. "I'll be on my way to assembly on the raft you made. Thank you for the raft. Now rot in hell, you sick stalker."
"Rot in hell, you sick stalker?"
Well, so the Demoscene spirit seems to have left us here at the scene. It fled. It says here, "Hi, Mackay, I heard you were coming. You smelly bastard, so I fled."
You smelly bastard, he doesn't even know me.
"So I left and fled." Well, it seems like the Demoscene spirit is heading off to assembly in Finland on the raft that we made from old keyboards. Well, this was a rather anti-climax, wasn't it? I guess we'll be heading back again.
Day number 6, the last day.
So we're now heading back to civilization and back to Sweden. After this humiliating adventure, I won't be leaving my apartment for at least a week. Being called a smelly bastard and sick stalker didn't really do the trick for me. And I can assure you I won't be looking for the Demoscene spirit again, is it? It's a rather rude spirit, indeed. I think there's some of the old elitism still lurking in that spirit. And as he apparently is trying to avoid me, for some reason, I don't think I'll be looking for him again. I wonder if he's been talking to Sack or Doss. Those twats probably said something really nasty things about me and scared the poor fella off, so he buggered off. Anyway, I'll be off now. Back to Death Base and England again.